You are listening to the official Hitch Dice in Cape Town podcast, episode 15. So another week down.
This was the week that was. As you know from last week's podcast, I hurt my foot last week. So I spent the first few days cooped up in our apartment, not able to do very much. And I went a little stir crazy.
A lot stir crazy.
We watched a lot of bad movies. We watched the first four Resident Evil movies.
Which are awesome movies. Aren't bad movies. They're bad movies, but they're so much fun.
Resident Evil 2 and 3 are really bad.
Yeah, they are. But, wait, 4?
4 is okay.
The first one is
The first one is good.
I feel like the first one is a decent...
Yeah, it's decent.
Is a decent horror movie.
It's worth watching.
It's a decent horror action.
Yeah, it's worth watching. But, anyway. And then last night we stayed in because we were being lazy and we had a triple feature of terrible movies. We watched Green Lantern... Cool Runnings.
Oh, whoa. Cool Runnings is a good movie.
Is really bad.
That pulls at your heartstrings.
I know that our generation, or like our sub-generation, like weirdly loves that movie, but like it does not hold up at all.
I thought it was awesome because they make it to the Olympics, and although they crash, they still walk their bobsled in.
I'm
so,
aware of
spoiler,
the plot.
Spoiler alert. Anyway, yeah, so that was fun. What was the other bad movie you watched?
Wanted, which was the worst.
Wanted. Yeah, it was bad.
And too. Right now on our TV screen is a movie called Next of Kin, starring long-haired Patrick Swayze and Liam Neeson as brothers out to avenge the death of their other brother, Bill Paxton. Liam Neeson is cast as a Kentucky hick. And Adam Baldwin, who is 50, I just found out, is cast as a young mobster. It's terrible.
And this movie isn't from the 90s.
It's 1989. And
cool, okay, so
yes, we watched so many
boring,
bad movies.
Bad movies.
We did something really cool this week, though, which is we've been trying to do for a while. There's a group of expats who have, like, an open invitation to expats dinner party once a month. Where they just make a huge batch of pasta arrabbiata. And did you like how I Joe Bastianiched a bit on that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like that?
I noticed.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said it, because I was worried about being able to pronounce it, because I can't.
So,
what was I calling it? What was it? I was calling it the Ambrose Party. I was like, we're going to the Ambrose Party. And, like, that's not it at all.
Yeah. So, we went to this party. We were the first people to arrive, even though we left after the party was supposed to start. And it was lovely. I mean,
it was at one of my coworkers' houses. And it was nice. It was nice seeing them. And we actually met some people, too, that were real nice. That
we met a girl named September.
That we'll hang out with.
I've never met a September before, so that was exciting. And we just had, you know, we had a really fun conversation with these people.
But also, we had a great conversation with this German woman.
Yes, this was awesome.
Who works for Amazon here. She works for, like, Amazon UK, or Amazon Europe, or Amazon Germany.
Yeah.
But she's based here, and she's in the Kindle division, and she talks to people about Kindles in German, or in Swedish, or whatever. What is it?
I think German.
German, is it all German? Well, whatever, but whatever it is, it was interesting and it was fun talking about how great Amazon is, because people here...
How much we miss Amazon.
Yeah, people here don't understand, you know, quality shipping and just same-day service.
These people have never lived in a world where you buy that $5 book that you kind of sort of want just so you get the super saver shipping.
Yeah, yeah.
They've never lived in that world. So she was really excited that somebody for once knew more about what she does for a living.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was fun. And also, what a cool job.
Yeah. No, it's just... Okay, so anyway, it was a lot of fun talking to people.
What?
Oh, it looks like she got hit with a tomato, maybe. Okay, so we're watching a movie in Helen Hunt, Jodie Foster, what's her name?
It's Helen Hunt.
Okay, Helen Hunt just got hit in the face with something. It looks like a tomato. Tim, I'm still recording.
I know, I want to know what's going on. She's covered in red stuff.
Helen Hunt got covered in red stuff because Patrick Swayze, who is her baby's daddy,
husband,
is going after some mobsters, and the mobsters are
Ben. Wow, Adam Baldwin is like a full foot taller than Ben Stiller.
And Ben Stiller's, but Ben Stiller is a small child. No, I mean, he's probably like 22. Anyway, okay, so that's what's going on. Let's mute this kissers, please.
Sorry.
Okay, so we went to the Ariabadatas night. And that was pretty sweet. That was actually a really fun night.
And cool to meet new people.
Yeah.
And then Friday night we had a date. We kind of had to drag ourselves out of the house. But I'm really glad we did. We had a really nice date. We went to the Royale Eatery, which from one of the early episodes of the podcast was the hipster bar burger joint that we went to with our friend Parm, our first friend here. And like it's really well hyped, this place. Like Salma Hayek filmed a movie in Cape Town and she said to the South African press that the Royale Eatery has the best burger she's had in her life, but they're not that great.
They're good.
They're fine. I mean,
it's a good burger place. Yes. But like, I
had better.
Yeah, yeah. But I definitely think they're good. But also, I think when you're what's her face?
Salma Hayek.
Selma Hayek. When you're Selma Hayek and you come in there, the chefs make the best burger, I'm sure.
Ah, yes,
right?
Okay, that's a good point.
Yeah, who knows?
The other problem is they cannot pour beer there. We ordered beers while we were waiting for our table at the bar upstairs, and each time we got beers, one would come out normal and the other one would come out with a 4-inch head.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but also, like, they don't serve at the same time. They'll like, serve the beer, like, whenever one is ready.
Yeah.
So they'll, like, walk one over, and then, like, 1 minute later, they'll walk the other one over. It's like, dude, come on. Yeah, that's what happens when you're not a tip-based society. So, go capitalism.
Yeah. Do you know that I found out this week that in several U.S. states, the only one I can remember offhand is Oregon, you do have to pay your servers minimum wage, regardless of tipping.
Oh, okay.
So, if you're in Oregon, you could tip a little less. You don't have to feel super guilty if you don't go the full 20%. And also, you can't pump your own gas there, like my beloved New Jersey.
You can't pump your own petrol here.
That is also correct.
Which is awkward.
And it made Colin really nervous, and because I grew up in New Jersey, it's easy breezy for me.
Well, it is easy breezy. It's just I don't like having people do stuff for me that I feel like that's very easy to do for myself.
Oh, I was gonna say, you'll like it more when it's cold out, but it was cold out.
It was cold. It was not.
Speaking of which,
my god, yeah, good set, nice
segue. That was not engineered.
That was.
It's finally spring.
Oh my god, and the weather. Like, imagine the perfect weather. That is what we're having.
Yes.
Here. So
it's just. 20, awesome.
22 degrees in the afternoon, which is perfect temperature. Fuck you, Fahrenheit people.
What? Fahrenheit is a much better measurement.
Well, no, Tussie, I was trying to sound badass by talking Celsius.
Okay, science man.
You just ruined it. Well, no,
Fahrenheit
it's clearly the
superior measurement for the weather.
I agree. So it's probably been, around 70-ish, 75?
Yeah.
But sunny and beautiful and just like... blue skies when you look past all the pollution here.
Yeah.
but it's just gorgeous. And with this beautiful weather, we went for, anyway, probably about a 9-mile walk today.
Yes, because my foot is better now, mostly. I mean, it can still feel where I hurt it, but it's not injured anymore. So we took a long walk.
A long walk next to the beach, too, and stuff, yeah.
From
our place.
Which was really nice. I think I might have gotten a little bit of a sunburn, which sucks. One thing that we talked about a lot while we were walking through Sea Point and Green Point, which are like...
real nice, more uppity.
Sea Point especially.
Yeah.
We were walking past all these houses there, and every house in Cape Town has a security fence.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Every living unit either has a lot, like our building has live security people.
Yeah, but we're in a complex. It's like an apartment building, right? So
there's live people to let us into our building. Buildings that don't have that invariably have a big scary fence around them.
Yeah,
and it's weird. We were like comparing and contrasting like the ones that just make a spiky fence, the ones that use loops of razor wire. And the ones that have electrified fences, which at one point today we could hear the electrified fence going zip, 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 zip.
Yeah, Rob and I both want to touch one of those.
Yeah, ones. I know.
So before we leave, they have
funny signs that say untouchable.
Untouchable is... That's not right. Not correct.
Yeah.
It's touchable, you just don't want to.
And don't you say before we leave we're going to do it. Don't do it. You could get really hurt. And I was curious, I was thinking today, like, if you grew up here... and you went to America, like, would your reaction be, how do people not get robbed all of the time? They don't have a gigantic fence in front of their house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it was, you know, neat seeing that. There are also these, like, beautiful houses and stuff, too, that we walked by and stuff. So, yeah, it was a really nice day, and then we just came back here and grilled some, or bried some, and had ostrich beef mixed burgers.
Yeah, which were really good.
Which are awesome. Yeah. Yeah, it was really good. So overall it was just a fun, relaxing week.
We do have a couple shout outs to give this week.
Oh yeah, shout outs, yeah.
Shout out number one. Happy birthday, Franco!
Yeah, happy birthday, Franco. Happy birthday. So it's Grandpa's birthday.
Colin's grandpa is 82 years young. I want to live to be years young, as opposed to years old.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that.
He would have been 83 if he wasn't sick a year. Franco joke.
Franco joke.
Franco joke.
So, Franco, we are glad to have met you.
Yes, yes. Thanks for making all of this possible.
Yes.
This is in me. It's Rosh Hashanah.
So, oh, yeah. Tova. Did I say that right?
I don't know. I don't,
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Third
shout out to...
Cannon, my cousin from Texas. He got married this weekend.
Yeah, so that's awesome.
So congratulations, Cannon and Melinda. Yes, I have a cousin named Cannon. As my Aunt Kathy says, only people in Texas name their children after large firearms.
Yeah. Wait, hold on, I just realized this. Aren't cannons part of, like, poetry? Or, like, right? Isn't a cannon a
spelled thing? Differently. Yes. All right. His name is spelled like the thing.
Like the weapon.
Yep.
All right. Anyway. Good week. Robin's feeling better, and her foot better, right?
Yeah.
So good. Okay, so I think we're very good with hands. Okay, so peace out. Kisses.
Bye.
We need to ask around, because
no,
I'm sure...
No, just don't do it. It could really, really hurt you.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, so I won't touch...
Or give you superpowers, and I am not ready to lead the life of a superhero's girlfriend.
Why would I be a super... I could be a super villain.
Also, why would I be your girlfriend? I'm married to you.
Yeah, I could be a super villain, Tissy. Don't pretend.
What? Don't be a super villain.
Well, I'm just saying you never know.
I think I know.
In the Green Lantern, that one scientist turned into a super villain, because he had fear injected into him. Fear alien.
Yeah. Good point.
You never know. Anyway, good thing we watched that movie.